BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The German authorities say police have arrested a man suspected of carrying out a mass stabbing in the western city of Solingen on Friday night. The arrest was announced by the Interior Minister of North Rhine-Westphalia, Herbert Reul. Sanjay Dasgupta reports.
The minister expressed relief, saying the police had spent the day following a hot lead that led them to their quarry. A major manhunt had been launched, and the police had made two other arrests before getting the man they think is responsible. Police authorities have been tight-lipped so far, so there's no way to confirm widely circulating reports on German news websites that the suspect gave himself up with the words, "I am the man you were looking for." Three people were killed and eight others wounded in random stabbings on Friday at a festival where Solingen was celebrating its anniversary.
The Islamic State group had claimed responsibility. French media reports say the Russian founder of the Telegram messaging service, Pavel Durov, has been arrested in Paris. They say the tech billionaire was detained at Le Bourget Airport when his private jet landed on a flight from Azerbaijan. Here's James Reed.
The arrest of Pavel Durov has not been publicly confirmed by the authorities, but officials have told French media he was detained on a warrant for alleged offences related to Telegram. The encrypted messaging service has hundreds of millions of users worldwide. Its commitment to privacy has made it the ideal communication system for criminals of all kinds, from drug traffickers to terrorists. Mr. Durov left Russia a decade ago after refusing to shut down opposition voices on another social media platform, which he sold. The 39-year-old billionaire has since been living in the United Arab Emirates, but also has French citizenship.
NASA says the two astronauts stranded on the International Space Station by their faulty Boeing spacecraft must wait until February before returning to Earth. Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams were meant to spend just 8 days aboard. NASA says they have plenty of food and are trained for prolonged stays. The Boeing Starliner they travelled on in June will return uncrewed. NASA's associate administrator is Jim Free.
Our focus is on safety all the time, and this certainly is no different. We'll learn from this effort so that our crews, who are at the top of the pyramid on these missions, and their families can continue to know we've done that and we'll always do our best. This has not been an easy decision, but it is absolutely the right one.
The French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin says police have arrested a man suspected of attacking a synagogue in the city of La Grande Motte. Posting on social media, he commended the police for their professionalism. BBC News. Prosecutors in Venezuela have summoned the opposition candidate Edmundo González for questioning on Monday, following July's disputed presidential election. The Electoral Commission declared the incumbent, Nicolas Maduro, the winner. But the opposition has published a breakdown of the votes, which it says shows Mr. González won. Protests after the vote have left 25 people dead and 200 injured. The Sudanese army leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has dismissed UN-sponsored talks in Switzerland, aimed at ending the ongoing conflict with the paramilitary rapid support forces. A defiant al-Burhan said the army would continue fighting, even if it took 100 years. Here's our Africa regional editor, Richard Kagoi.
This announcement has dashed hopes for a ceasefire between Sudan's warring sides. The army leader, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, is resisting international pressure, particularly from the US, to end the conflict before the paramilitaries and the supporters surrender. The Sudanese government refused to participate in the recent Geneva talks, demanding a return to the Jeddah Declaration signed by the Rapid Support Forces last year. The talks ended on Friday without a ceasefire.
The authorities in Trinidad and Tobago say their coast guard has thwarted intruders attempting to board a support vessel near the wreck of an oil tanker that had capsized off the Caribbean island. The Gulf Stream, which was sailing under an unidentified flag, spilled 50,000 barrels of oil near Tobago's southern coast when it capsized in February. Anthony Fauci, the man who steered the US through the COVID pandemic, is recovering at home after being hospitalised with West Nile virus. The 83-year-old former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is expected to make a full recovery. BBC News.